Whew. We're already past the winter sports season, and that leaves the final season of sports left to offer. And that is no less than the spring sports season. Now, Columbia usually offers about five, but with the removal of softball this year, we only have four, and that's baseball, soccer, track, and tennis. My name's Cesar Robles, and you're listening to episode 3 of the Bruin Podcast. So we're back with episode 3 of the Bruin Podcast, and today we're going to talk about, you know, sports. I think tonight is the March 12th, and tomorrow is the first actual meet. I think track is going away to Washougal to play a team. But let's avoid that real quick and begin with soccer. Now, boys, would you care to introduce yourselves?
Hi, I'm Tomas Guzman. This is my first year playing soccer for the varsity team.
Yeah, senior, huh?
Yes, sir.
And I am Rogelio. I am a four-year varsity in soccer.
Team captain too, or no?
No, not that. Dang.
Not yet. Not yet.
Can I ask why not, Roger?
I'd rather not go into detail.
That's fair, Roger. So tell us about the season this year. What do you think it's going to look like?
Roger, what do you think?
I think we'll be fine. But right. We have issues with the goalie at the moment.
And that is what, Connor Hansen right now?
Yes.
Who's your backup? Connor Hansen. So who's the second string?
Xavier Smith.
They're both good, huh?
Yes.
Or for the most part, they could probably keep balls out.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. But is that the only issue? Like, I know our defense is solid. Like, you've got what, Joel, Alfredo.
Me.
Who?
Martin, Izzy, Tomas.
Are you defense, Tomas?
Sure am. Actually, Roger's defense too. Or midfield, I'm not sure. Roger, what are you?
Both.
Both.
Probably right. Midfield.
So DM?
Yes.
But aside from that, how's our striker situation looking?
We're missing them as well.
Yeah, we're lacking strikers, man.
What's the roster?
For varsity?
Yeah.
So it's Dylan Benavente, Cesar Zordia, Rogelio Olivares, Izzy Castro, Liam Grimm, Tomas Guzman, Alfredo Udave, Joel Udave, Flavio, I don't know what his last name is, Juan Santoyo, Jacob Lockman.
You know, that seems
Xavier Smith, and some other people that I can't think of at the moment.
Zach Pettit.
Martin Alvaro Rodriguez.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty strong roster, like just the way you put it. Not only does it have, you know, speed, but it has experience. So
true statement.
And I'm taking a look here at the schedule. Now, your first game is Thursday against Washougal. But the thing is, Washougal is a pretty strong opponent overall. Now, what do you think is going to happen at the first game, Relio?
It's going to be tough because we've been practicing indoor, so we're not going to be used to the outdoor fields.
Real
take
quick.
A lot of adjusting.
Yeah. Can I ask what that noise is?
There's nothing, yeah. Once again, you know, Tomas is trying to get better.
That's a valiant effort. Well, I think all sports are going to be affected by
the snow.
By the snow. Yes. I think only long-distance runners, maybe. I don't know. I can't speak for track, but they're going to be the ones that have the best conditions because they actually get to run the track.
Yep.
Yeah, unfortunately, we're at a disadvantage here since we haven't been able to practice on a field.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can only wish the best of luck because that is a pretty tough issue.
Much appreciated.
Yes, it is. Thank you, sir.
But let's talk big picture. Should everything go well against Washougal, then we get the dub. You guys still have a string of 3 away games. and that's within the span of 5 days. Yo, Tomas, cut that out. Thanks, bud. Anyway, a span of 3 games all away in 5 days. Now, do you think the soccer team is well equipped to deal with that?
Yes.
Okay, okay. Now, after that, you guys have a 4-game home stretch. So, if the weather's nice, which I don't know if the snow's going to melt in 9 days or not, but if it's nice, then it'll be good. Now, I do see Toledo on here. Tell me about Toledo. I know that's a big opponent for you guys.
Roger. Toledo. They're a good team. They have a lot of players that like to talk smack.
Smack? Okay.
So they end up getting under our skin and we get frustrated and it gets out of hand, you know?
Mm-hmm. Now, do you think that you guys are going to beat them if they don't get under your skin or what?
I think we should beat them or at least tie.
I think a key to winning this game, you know, staying concentrated, you know, remembering the one goal, which is to win the game.
Mm-hmm.
Just keeping our heads in the game, keeping our level heads, you know, ignoring the trash talking and work as a team to take the W.
Absolutely, boys. In. Okay, okay. Now that's the key, I'm sure. Like, as with everything. But how much trash talk can you guys take?
I mean, I feel like it's different for every person.
Yeah.
But for, I mean, like it's captain's job, Rahel Olivares, to make sure everyone, you know, ignores the trash talk.
Yeah.
Just, you know, so, you know, yeah.
Okay, okay, so, I see you.
Yeah, Captain Rahel is going to have to take care of that.
I'm not a captain, by the way, but
I'll who's the captain?
Wait, what? I thought you were captain. This is awkward.
I am not.
So, who's the captain?
We do not know at the moment.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I will have to get back to you on that.
I mean, I'd heard that it was Cesar Osorio, but...
But then something happened.
Yeah, recently quit. Well, yeah, or not quit, but, like, he decided not to take that position.
Well, you know, not everyone's suited for leadership positions, so.
That is a fact.
Yeah, that is a very valid point.
Interesting. Interesting. Now, who do you think are the candidates for captain now that he's not in the race?
Jacob Lockman.
They're going to give it to a sophomore?
Yeah.
You know, see, that's where I disagree. Like, yes, he'd probably be a good co-captain, but a team, I feel like it should be, it always has to be someone who's going to be leaving that same year.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it has to be, like, first team to, like, take into consideration what the captain says. It has to be someone that as a that fits the leadership role, so someone that is respect the team members.
Mm-hmm.
So... If I were to volunteer some candidates, I feel like Liam Grimm would be there because, one, he's, like, freaking insane at soccer. And I feel like a lot of people respect him.
Yeah, because it's about the trust.
Yeah, exactly. It's just, you know, up to him. And, yeah. I can't think of anyone else. Like,
I would definitely... I feel like Tomas would be a good fit for that.
Okay.
You know, first year senior? Yeah. I'm volunteering as the first team captain.
First year senior on the bench? Yeah.
So now, Tomas, do you know what your minute situation is going to look like?
Mm-hmm. I mean, is negative numbers possible? Because I think that's what we're looking at.
So, first team bench warmer?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's a very respected position, right?
Of course, yeah. There's no shame in that.
Oh, yeah, that's, you know, that's what I try to keep in mind.
Anywho, now, I think we've talked quite a bit about soccer. Let's is there any final comments that we have to give about the season?
Y'all better pull up to the home games.
Yeah.
Oh, you already know it, man.
I feel like it's to you know, actually have the home field advantage, we actually have to have the fans there. But I've known, like, in the recent years, in the past years, we've had a lack of fans, which is kind of disappointing. So, you know, I really want to work on, you know, advertising, not advertising, but, you know, just letting people know. Like, group media would be a big help.
Absolutely. You know, we're a resource.
Just, you know, letting the fans know when our games are.
Especially because I know that when I attended every girls soccer game, it was very meager and very, very little attendance. So
yes.
Anything for the boys.
That would be greatly appreciated.
Mm-hmm. It's a win. Now, let's talk tennis. All right. So in previous years, the tennis team hasn't been too strong, and you know, it is more of an individual or at least a double sport.
Yeah.
So it is up to the individual. You can't really count it as a team. But I think we're feeling a pretty strong team this year. Like, you look at the senior girls like Kenzie, who I don't even know if she played all 4 years, but she was super, super good last year.
Yeah, I asked her. Actually. Yeah, she said she made it to districts. I think it was a teammate. I don't remember her name, but
Claudia Hernandez was her teammate.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, so, I think their departure was a pretty big impact on the team.
You think so?
I think so. I mean, they're all dedicated.
One of their matches.
Yeah.
But they're pretty solid.
I haven't been to any matches.
Neither have I.
But we're not. We're going to change that because it's all about the home field advantage.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
It's all about it, man.
To come out and support.
Mm-hmm. Anywho, you've got the senior girls like Roz, Chloe, Kenzie. Who else? Let me think.
Emily. Lachman.
Yeah, Emily Lachman, who was actually team captain. Or I'm not sure if she's going to be team captain this year, but I know she was in the past. So they're going to lead it pretty, pretty well this year. Then you've got your junior girls, which, believe me, I think they're going to do really well this year as well. I think it's like Christine. Yeah, I don't know all their names. But I do know who they are.
I think I know one more. That one...
Well, I mean, there's
there were a bunch of them in my accounting class last year, but I didn't know their names.
Mm-hmm.
She's like short.
Yeah,
I think she's a Hispanic.
Right.
Oh yeah, I don't remember her name. But yeah.
Yeah, of course, I get the picture, definitely. I'm sure I could just trace, based on that description.
It's like, I have her name on the tip of my tongue, but I can't remember.
Is it Liz?
No, it's like...
No, never mind, forget
it. Whatever. Nick, hey, let's just keep on going with the podcast. So, what are we talking about?
Let's check the schedule real quick.
Yeah, let's take a peek at it.
The next home game... Or the first game is at Stevenson.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if the tennis team hasn't been able to practice on the court either. They've been at the elementary gym.
Yep.
So that makes me think, is Stevenson also going to be facing that? Like, are they going to reschedule the game?
I don't know, man. That's a good question.
I feel like I think they probably will.
Most likely. Because the snow's been hitting people pretty hard.
Yeah.
But Friday, if everything goes well, then they'll be playing in Stevenson at their courts, which I don't know if it's an indoor court. I don't think so. Anywho.
Yep.
The week after that, they have a match against Sherman County at home.
I have no clue who that is.
Yeah. Followed by away at Castle Rock at Stevenson. Then, April 9th, which is after spring break, they have three home games in a row. And that's against Three Rivers, against Castle Rock, and against Montesano. Then after that following or that Saturday, they have an invitational at Stevenson, which I guess they're playing Stevenson at home three times. Well, not at our home, but at Stevenson, they're playing them three times, which is kind of weird, but nonetheless pretty interesting. Then after that, in away at Sherman County, a home at Stevenson on the 25th, and it ends in three away matches. If you ask me, I don't think the schedule is incredibly tough. I mean, it does have its standouts. Like, I know Montesano's tennis team is super strong, but the fact that they play Stevenson four times, three times away, and one home is, you know, it might be easy to get some league wins. But then again, we'll just have to see. I think that we have the firepower and definitely the audacity to do it. It's just up to the players to make it happen. Thoughts, boys?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Couldn't have said it better.
Couldn't have said it better.
All right. So now we talk about tennis. Let's go ahead and talk about track.
Track.
Now, it is pretty unpredictable with track, I think, because it's just a mixture of sports. Now, I think, Tomas, you have some experience in track. Is that right?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, you played what? Junior year?
Actually, no. It was middle school the last time.
Well, at least you have some experience as to how it goes.
I know how everything works, so yeah.
Well, let's take a look at the schedule real quick, just to make sure that we have it all down. It looks like to me that we only have two home meets, and those are a week apart from each other, April 10th and April 19th.
Mm-hmm.
And that's preceded by two away meets, or three away meets, because there's one away tomorrow, and then afterwards, followed by other away meets. Now, I don't really know a whole lot about track, but I can definitely say that we're looking pretty strong this year in various events. I don't know if...
I know we always do well in long distance.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like last year.
Our cross-country team is super, super strong, so I think that's going to transfer over, and it's going to help us out.
I know we have the star Chandler Buckland, who usually does well in his
Yeah, events. He's 100 meter, right? And what else?
He's like
4x4.
Or I think he does the 400 by himself too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I know he makes it to state like every year.
Which he likely will again. I mean, he is a really interesting athlete, both off the court and on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True story.
Let's see here. I think after last year, I think what our 4x4 made it to fourth in state or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that was.
But Ethan, then again, we're missing
Jan.
Jan. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Ethan, Jan, Chandler, Strider, and that's it, right?
Yeah, that was it, I think.
I think Inti was on there, but
yeah.
I don't know what happened. Either Inti or Ethan was the one replaced, or were the ones replaced, because I know Chandler, Jan, and ¿cómo se llama?
Strider.
Strider were always on the team.
Yeah.
But this year we're missing Inti, or not Inti, Jan.
Missing Jan, yeah.
So I'm not sure how we can do. I think we're going to do pretty good anyway, you know. After every year, it only gets better. Like, I've never seen a decline.
Yeah.
But you know what we have to watch out for on the girls' side of short distance?
Who?
You know how Alondra left last year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's anyone to fill that role that she played.
I know Serenity's pretty fast, right?
And then Alondra was good at hurdles, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I think Serenity definitely shadows her. But can she step up this year and fill her role?
I don't know.
We'll have to wait and find out.
We'll have to wait and find out.
Yeah.
At 3:45 on April 10th, the first home meet. But we'll see how it goes, you know. Yeah,
I'll make sure to pull up with my boy Roger.
Absolutely,
of course. We'll all be there.
Well, that's from the track perspective. Let's talk field real quick. Do we think Oscar's going to break the school record for shot put?
I don't know. But what is it usually?
Yeah. What is the record? Distance? What is the school record?
You know, actually, I don't have that on file, but I do remember looking at it about last week. Now, I could probably Google it, but I'm not going to do that. I know it's something. It's always something when somebody breaks a record. Do we think anyone's going to break the records? Like, you know that there's that sign outside a C court or inside a C court outside of the gym that has all the records, and it's been unchanged for, I would say, at least 20 years. It's been a while. Now, I don't get how our athletes have not developed to the point that they can break the records. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable, to say the least. Anyway.
Agreed.
We'll just see how it goes. And now that we've finished talking about track, I guess that leaves our final sport.
Baseball.
Now, after talking to Mr. Hallid for a little bit before the season, he thinks we're going to make districts this year. Thoughts, boys?
I'm not really sure what the lineup's looking like. I just know my boy Dom's on there.
Yep.
And I know he's
a good pitcher.
Yeah, he can eat that ball real hard, real fast.
For sure. Now, I'm looking at last year's roster just because I wanted to make a comparison. And I see that there's some notable absences. You've got William Gross, Adam Goodwillie, Tylan Webster, and Jaron Musgrove, as well as Chad Curtis, who all left. Now, I don't know if you know, but they made a pretty big impact on the team.
Yeah.
But the players to look out for this year, I would have to say, would probably be T. Howe.
Yep. Dom,
for sure. You got – I think Austin Charter is going to make a difference this year, but I can't necessarily say that.
Yeah.
What's his name? Jordan Trout, for sure. And probably Davis Koser. I think he's from – where's he from?
Is he Trout Lake?
Is he?
I'm not sure. He might be.
Well, yeah. Anywho, he's going to be an impact player. I don't know. I feel it. So I say better be on the lookout for that. If we look at the schedule, I think they already played an invitational on Saturday.
Yeah, they did.
And I talked to my boy Colby Riggleman, and he said that they lost their first game by 1 point, but they won their second one. So not a dim outlook, but it's looking pretty good. So look at the schedule, and aside from that first game that they have an away game, or I think it's an away invitational on Saturday, followed by four home games. Yeah, the 19th, the 22nd, the 26th, and the 26th.
If the snow is gone.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
If anything, when it does melt, the field's going to be really bad to play on. It's going to be super humid. So I don't know how John Hallen is going to make that happen. But all in all,
he'll probably figure it out a little.
Yeah. Likely. He's a problem solver. He can figure it out.
Yeah. True story.
Right. Now we look at the schedule, and I think the toughest opponent I have on here, probably Law Center or Castle Rock.
Yeah.
Which both happen to be home games. Now, I don't know if you guys know, but last year Law Center fielded a pretty strong team. So we'll have to see how we put up. But I get the vibe that our baseball team is really, really young. You know, I went to a practice the other day, and I saw that a lot of the players were definitely sophomore or lower.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Which isn't bad, but, you know, and it's not going to do a whole lot this year. Instead, it's going to be 2 years down the line that it's going to be super good.
Yep.
Yep.
It's all about building a program.
You already know it. That's how it is with everything. And you look at our drama program, it wasn't a whole lot a couple of years back.
Until we acquired Freeze into our teaching staff.
Believe it or not, before that, I guess they had a really, really good program. I think it was about a decade ago or something along those lines. I think it had to... It was Mrs. Graves. And I think, Rogelio, you were there. We were talking about
Yeah, I was, yep.
Yeah. So we had a really good program, and something happened in Mrs. Graves' life.
It's not funny.
What happened?
Oh, no, just some issues. Anywho, something occurred, and she just left. Yeah, so I think it all went downhill from there. I think Mrs. Krebs took over for a little bit, and so did Mrs. Mortensen, but they weren't really able to get a good footing. But hey, now we have Sean Freeze.
I feel like he's very passionate about the drama stuff, too.
Yeah.
That's always good.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Did you guys go to the play over the weekend or no?
I did not.
I was actually gone visiting Washington State's campus.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Dang, that's good. How is Washington State's campus?
Very nice.
Yeah. Huge. How does it differ from Columbia High School's campus?
Actually, now that I think about it, they're kind of similar. The only difference is obviously sizes and all that stuff. It's all on a hill and there's a bunch of stairs everywhere. So.
Yeah, you know, I think I went not too long ago, it was a year ago, but I did notice that it was all on a hill.
Yeah.
Still pretty good though. I liked it.
Solid, yeah, for sure.
All right, boys. I think we've covered everything for the 2019 spring preview of the sports. Do you guys have any final words to say before we head off?
Go Bruins! 1, 2, 3, go Bruins!
Other than that, good luck to the other sports.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, good luck to soccer, too. I know you guys are going to be needing it when we play our first games. I'd have to say soccer is probably going to be the most competitive sport that we have. So don't disappoint, boys.
We'll do our best.
Yes.
Or at least Roger will, because, I'll be
on the bench. Yeah. On the bench. You'll be cheering on the team. That's all that counts.
I'll be cheering on Roger and, the other boys.
That's what I like to hear. Exactly what I like to hear.
Yes, sir.
All right, boys. You heard it here first. Brew Got the Bruin podcast. Thank you for listening to episode 3. If you like our stuff, please consider donating to our Patreon fund. And if you don't, wow. Dang, I don't know what to say. Anywho, stay tuned and go Bruins.
Go Bruins. Peace. Let's go. Deuces.